Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
No, live from Austin, Texas, this is Bob Dacey substituting for Alex Jones here on the 30th day of January 2009. For the last hour, I have been harping on the Second Amendment and the assault that's been going on the Second Amendment. And I guess it's just going to continue to go on. The thing to do, this is it right here. This is what you need to do. Number one, any law that is repugnant to the Constitution is null and void. Therefore, any of these gun control things that tell you to turn in your guns or whatever they're going to concoct, well, just ignore them because, you know, when you turn in your guns, you've had it. That's it. It's over. So don't turn in your guns. You know, even if half the American people are going to be classified as criminals, well, the government that attacks the Second Amendment by definition is criminal. So if you're a criminal to a criminal, that's two bad things. That means that's a good thing. Two negatives makes a positive. Therefore, you're not a criminal. Also, too, the other thing that's extremely important, and I mean this is so important, military and police out there, Jack McClam always says that when tyranny comes, it comes wearing a uniform. It's up to you guys to do nothing. You know, read the Constitution, read the oath that you swore to protect and defend it, read the Second Amendment, and just refuse. Just sit on your hands. Do nothing. You know, if some bozo up in some ivory tower tells you to go out and collect firearms in the neighborhood, like a trick-or-treater, just don't do it. Or fake like you're doing it and come back empty. I don't care what. Just don't do it. You know, you'll be helping to save your country. And, you know, isn't that the point? Isn't that the point? So, anyway, that's what you need to do. Massive, massive Gandhi-esque civil disobedience. That's the key. And again, both officials, police, military, and regular Joes, regular Bubbas, regular whatever, just don't cooperate. Just don't cooperate with them, you know? I mean, I cannot imagine an American who would get an IRS form and start filling out the serial number of his guns. And here, I got this many guns. You know, I got me a Ruger Mini 14. Oh, well, that's illegal. I better not put that one down there. Oh, I got an 8. No, can't put that down there. Well, I got a Ruger 10/20. No, I can't put that down there. Well, I got a revolver. Wait, I got a flintlock. I'll put that one down there. Flintlock. Yeah, if Barack Hussein Obama the usurper has his way, they're going to rewrite the Second Amendment. They're going to say the right of the people to keep and bear flintlocks shall not be infringed. That's what they're going to do. That's going to be the operative thing. They're going to strictly interpret, and they're going to say, look, the only thing they had back then was flintlocks. And therefore, the Founding Fathers meant that if there was any technological advantage that was included, you know, like if guns get better, well, your guns can't get better. You know, so problem is the Supreme Court decision, U.S. versus Miller, kind of makes that kind of hard to do because Miller decision said that the constitutionally protected guns are the ones that are of the type that the military uses and of the type in common use at the time. And there's another little inconvenient fact that comes up, and that is that back during the time of the Revolutionary War, the civilians actually had better guns than the military. The military had those Brown Best muskets, smooth bore, and the civilians, a lot of them, had rifles. So that screws up that argument, too. When we get back, we have Max Kaiser coming up, and we're going to talk financial stuff with him. I'm going to try to do my best. I'm a small businessman. I hope I can talk with this guy. Back after the break, Bob Dacey for Alex Jones.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Once again, this is Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones, and I want to read a little headline here from the local paper. Got out of the paper the other day. The recovery plan now at $825 billion. And then later on they had another article in the local paper that said, oh, they passed an $819 billion bailout. And looks like this particular bailout is more flavored to giving stuff away to not the bankers. You know, some of it. It's like they're going to give away school district stuff, modernization, infrastructure, bribes to the individual people, tuition tax credits and stuff. This is getting a little over my head. So what we're going to do, we're going to bring on Max Kaiser, who is one of these financial guru guys. And Max, are you there?
Hey, Bob. How's it going?
I don't know, man. I'm kind of vaguely familiar with some of this stuff. I am I'm a small businessman, and you know, in small business, you don't get squat from nobody. So I want to ask you a bunch of questions, I guess. But first off, tell the people who you are again, and kind of familiarize them with what you do, please.
Well, first of all, Bob, I feel through the luck of the draw, I get to be on the show with you today. That Alex Jones character, that guy is crazy. I mean, goodness. That guy Alex is crazy. I'm on with Bob Dacey. Thank God.
Well, how do you know I'm not crazy?
I've been listening to the show. I've listened to all 14 times you were on before, Bob.
Oh, really? Well, gosh, I have a fan. That makes two. That's good. It's funny. We're classified, you know, I'm classified kind of jokingly. I'm a crazy right-wing extremist wacko conspiracy theorist.
And the problem is I'm not crazy. Right and left wing is a bunch of nonsense. Extremist, well, you know, if you believe in the Constitution, you're an extremist. Wacko, I don't really think so. I think I'm pretty logical, pretty cool-headed. And conspiracy, yeah, there's definitely a conspiracy out there. But theorist, no, it's not a theory, it's a fact. But I appreciate the compliment there. But once again, tell people about what you do, because, you know, that's what you're supposed to do when you introduce a guest.
Sure, sure. First of all, my main site is maxkeiser.com. That's K-E-I-S-E-R, maxkeiser.com. And myself and Stacy, we track the financial collapse and all the financial shenanigans on that site. And before that, we were making films for Al Jazeera English on markets and finance, covering all that's been going on in the last few years. We predicted, for example, we were in Iceland a year before the economy collapsed. We made a film about that collapse, spoke to the bankers up there, said your economy is going to collapse. A year later, it collapsed. We talked about the real estate collapse, the U.S., the U.K. pound collapsing, banks in the U.K. collapsing. We talked about all that stuff. We talked about a new Great Depression coming based on the SEC's failure and the reemergence of rigged markets that we saw back in the late 20s and 30s. Before that, I was in Los Angeles. I created something called the Hollywood Stock Exchange. I basically created the idea of trading box office futures contracts, which now there's a company called Cantor Exchange, which is part of Cantor Fitzgerald. They bought the Hollywood Stock Exchange. They're now launching box office futures contracts. So I kind of invented that whole concept. Before that, I was a stockbroker on Wall Street. And I guess what I'm kind of specializing in these days is looking at the technology that runs markets, picking up on when markets are manipulated, when markets you can make predictions on which way prices are going if you kind of understand how markets are being manipulated. And I just did an interview with Joseph Stiglitz on his way to Davos a couple of days ago. He was talking about the fact that all markets are, in fact, manipulated. And ever since markets got off, in the U.S., in 1971, the U.S. tied the last tie that they had to the gold standard, and we went on to a purely fiat currency system, meaning that none of the currencies had any intrinsic value. They weren't convertible into something like gold. The currency was then just a piece of paper that was backed by the full faith and credit of the government. Since 1971, the global economy and the U.S. economy has been based on these fiat currencies, which are basically, to put it in economic terms, fungible. In other words, you can play a lot of games with fiat currencies. And we've seen since that time the savings and loan crisis, the 1987 stock market crash, long-term capital management explosion, the dot-com bust, and then more recently the real estate bust, and now the Wall Street banking bust.
Well, that brings up a question. I'm trying to think of an intelligent question to ask you, because you're in a field that's like way beyond my meager small businessman abilities. But you know, I'm listening to what you say, and I'm thinking, well, if the markets are rigged, if they're controlled, if they're manipulated all the time, how does the little guy make an honest buck trying to invest when he's playing against the stacked deck that he's got no control over?
Well, you have to know, you sit down at a poker table, you have to know who you're playing with, and the old saying is, if you don't know who the chump is, you're the chump. So there's ways to invest, there's ways to make money, but I think you need to go in there with your head held high, and you have to go in there understanding that the markets are inherently flawed and that they're grossly rigged. And they've gotten to a level just before, let's say, 18 months ago when this current crisis started, to extremes, historical extremes of market rigging. And just to give you an idea, I mean, so the two questions you're asking, you're saying, well, how does a small businessman make money or survive in this type of market? I think that currently you have to be defensive, put the defense on the field, take the offense off, put the defense on. And the way you put the defense on the field is by getting liquid, paying down all your debts, no credit card debts, and starting to accumulate some precious metals. And there's different ways to accumulate precious metals. You can own the gold bullion outright. I know there's links to different things on MaxKaiser.com. We try to link to different ways. You can, you know, own gold bullion, silver bullion, which is a purely defensive measure. It might not make you necessarily rich, but at least your purchasing power for your gold and silver during the period that we're in now is maintained. So that's, as I said, that's the idea, is to play defense. Don't try to over finesse it. You know, this is even the smartest guys on Wall Street, Bob, as we've seen, some of the smartest people, so-called, on Wall Street have gotten absolutely hammered in the last couple of years because the game has gotten so rigged and so outrageous that even experienced people in the markets are getting completely blown up. So that's my first comment, is, you know,
well,
play defense.
Yeah. In terms of gold investing, you know, the markets are so screwed up, and they're so controlled, and there's so many financial shenanigans going on. Do you trust paper gold?
Well, that's a good question. That's a really good question.
Yeah, you call up your broker and say, "Well, buy me some of this," and you've got an entry on a piece of paper that says you bought it. I mean, do you trust that?
It's a really good question, Bob. And when I was on Alex's show back in November, okay, just full disclosure here, I mentioned that the paper market in December on the COMEX, that there was looking like there could be a run on the COMEX, and we would see a market failure based on what I at that time thought was going to be physical demand from the big players, particularly in Canada. And didn't materialize. The price of gold has gone up, mind you. So nobody, if they had followed that idea and bought gold, they would be making a very handsome rate of return. So I don't feel as though that was the wrong thing to say in terms of maintaining a good portfolio. But in fact, it wasn't.
Was your timing just off?
Well,
in other words, could it still happen?
The COMEX is a market that, like also the NYMEX, which is the sister market, the paper market in New York where they trade oil futures. These markets, like all markets, are really captured markets by the biggest banks and the regulators who are in bed with these guys, because it's a way for economic policy is being conducted by establishing prices that will, in effect, make the policies happen. So it's a complete reversal of what you'd expect, where somebody would make a policy and then you'd see how the prices react. Instead, what we're seeing is that the people who make policies first pick a price that they want to see, they manipulate the markets to that price, and then they know that the policies will and the effects will happen hitherto. So
I want to get your take on something else that you, at one time, along with most other people, predicted back in the middle of last year. And
but before you get to that, Bob, quickly, if you're saying physical gold over paper gold, physical gold is obviously preferable. There are sites where you can buy physical gold, and they'll store it for you in London or Zurich and in a vault. And there's two sites in particular. One is called goldmoney.com, who I know the guy, James Turk, very well. Again, full disclosure, I know James Turk, and I on occasion do business with them, but I can vouch for their service. And it's the physical gold, they hold the gold for you. You're getting the gold at the paper price, which is at a discount to the physical price. So you're actually kind of playing with the big boys, so to speak. And again, MaxKaiser.com, you would find links to this type of stuff. But anyway, so yes, the paper gold market is obviously to be avoided. But go ahead.
Yeah, another thing, I was kind of doing a little bit of research on you last night because I didn't want to be a complete idiot while I'm talking to you. You know, I had to do a little bit of homework. I noticed that back, I guess it was in the middle of last year, you had been talking about the direction of the price of oil. And when we get back from the break, I want to ask my question having to do with the manipulation of the oil market. So once again, when we get back from the break, this is Bob Dacey substituting for Alex Jones on The Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network. Back in a few.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
All right, Bob Dacey, back on the Alex Jones Show, talking with Max Kaiser about things financial. And before the break, I was getting ready to ask him a question about the price of oil. And here's the question. Back then, most people back in, say, July or whatever of last year were saying, okay, oil's about $140 a barrel, and it's probably going to go to $175 or even $200. And then something happened. Interesting to note that Lindsey Williams made an announcement that he had been talking to his elitist buddies in the oil business, and they said they were fixing to manipulate the price of oil down to around $50 within the year, and it just didn't make any sense that that would happen, and yet that's exactly what happened. Do you, Mr. Kaiser, do you agree that just a complete gross manipulation of the price was brought about by the financial elites to make that happen?
Well, I'm familiar with Lindsey Williams' call, and he made a good call, but I kind of disagree with some of his work because Mr. Williams is not a believer at all in this theory of peak oil or this idea of peak oil. And I've done a lot of work on peak oil, and I'm in the camp that supports the idea of peak oil. But certainly, over the past 6 months, Lindsey Williams' call has been prescient and looks good. Now, going forward, let's talk about oil price manipulation for a second, because here we do have common ground. As I said before, you've got the NYMEX, which is the sister futures trading floor to the COMEX in New York. It's probably the biggest exchange where oil is traded. There's a huge incentive, and you gotta kind of look at, you know, that old song, the hip bone's connected to the leg bone, the leg bone's connected to the foot bone. Remember that old song, Bob?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Okay, well, the oil market is connected to the dollar market, and the dollar market's connected to the gold market. And if you understand that, the one thing that the banking elite does not want, it's a higher gold price. Then they fight like the Dickens to keep the gold price as cheap as it possibly can, and they do that by employing such things as naked short selling on these various exchanges, which means selling stuff that doesn't even exist. So it's even beyond the normal short selling, which is just selling stuff that you hope to buy back later. They're selling stuff that doesn't even exist. That's called naked short selling to keep the price.
Are you saying they dropped the gold price in order to, I mean, to drop the oil price in order to suppress the gold price, and it didn't work?
I'm saying you dropped the gold price basically to give support to the dollar. And as you get support to the dollar, there was this huge outflow out of the trade, the anti-dollar trade. There was this huge anti-dollar trade at that time, which included going long commodities like oil and gold. The dollar was trading at historic lows. Gold was flirting at around 1,000. Oil, as you pointed out, was in the 140, 147. And so this was giving a tremendous fright to especially the banking community, because people are starting to talk about maybe getting rid of the dollar as the world reserve currency. And having the dollar as a world reserve currency gives the U.S. banks the privilege of printing dollars for the world. And for every dollar they print, they get a commission, effectively. It's called seniorage. So they get a commission. You know, the world runs on dollars at the moment. And the U.S. prints dollars, they get like a commission. They get a commission to print all these dollars. If gold and commodities are running higher, then countries start to think, well, maybe we should do something other than the dollar. Right before shock and awe, right before the U.S. invaded Iraq, Saddam Hussein was saying, you know, we're going to start trading our oil in euros. Within 6 months, he had shock and awe. In Iran, you've got the leaders in Iran saying maybe we should trade our oil in euros. You've got huge tension in the previous administration with Iran. So the dollar franchise, which has been in place since the end of World War II, is an incredibly lucrative franchise for U.S. banks. So when gold and oil and these commodities started to challenge that, they come in a very coordinated way. The banks are working very closely with people in the Treasury and the Federal Reserve to do what they have to do to drive the price of these commodities down, including oil and gold. And this gives support to the dollar. We've had this dollar rally since that time, which has been not as robust recently as it was maybe a few months ago. But the answer to your question is the price of oil manipulated? Yes. Is it because peak oil is a myth? No, I don't agree with that, but I do agree with Lindsey that, Mr. Williams, that you do have manipulation in the futures market. If that
okay, Max Kaiser, hold that thought. We'll be back after the break. This is Bob Dacey.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying.
Isn't that the truth? You know, Alex has the coolest music. I don't know. It's amazing. He gets all the good music. You know, if I was to ever do a show, I'd probably have to find me some new music or something that's not his, because he gets all the good stuff, you know. Matter of fact, he reaches into era music from my era. You know, he plays Heart, you know, ZZ Top, you know, what else? Led Zeppelin. I mean, he gets all the good stuff. You know, he ought to stay in his own genre up and younger people, you know, but he's... Anyway, we're back on the Alex Jones Show. This is Bob Dacey. I'm talking with Max Kaiser about things financial, and I'm probably in over my head on this. But we're talking about manipulation of the oil market and the gold market and all that. I just wonder, you know, this driving down of the price, Mr. Kaiser, was so radical. I mean, in order to accomplish what they wanted, do they really have to plunge a stake in the heart of the price of oil? Why did it drop so far?
Well, think about the benefit. It completely has nearly bankrupted Russia. And remember, Russia was very active in the region. America had a relationship with the Ukraine. And then Russia started to get very militaristic. And that also is a benefit. If you drive price of oil down, the Russian economy is now basically on its back foot.
Yeah, but didn't they get
obviously in the Middle East.
Wait now, didn't they get militaristic? Are you talking about the Georgia thing?
Well, yeah, the pipeline, there's an oil pipeline in the region, and it goes through the Ukraine, and Russia wants total control, and their coffers are being filled as the price of oil is going higher, as was Venezuela, as was the Mideast.
Yeah, but the thing with the Georgia thing was the Georgian army was trained by the Americans and the Israelis, and they provoked them. I mean, from the world view, the Russian response was predictable. You know, okay, fine, you're going to cross into some stuff and beat up on a bunch of Russians and kill a bunch of civilians. We're going to come cross the border and kick your hind end. I mean, that seemed like they were manipulated into being materialistic, don't you think?
Well, I think the European view, I'm calling you from Paris, and the European view is slightly different. That, in fact, the antagonism went the other way initially. But the bottom line is that there's a huge incentive to drop the price of oil to defang those ambitions, because now Russia's on its back foot trying to deal with a collapse in energy prices. Obviously, in Venezuela is now pulling back from its initiatives to flood cheap oil into the U.S. Remember, they're trying to get some goodwill doing some oil exportation that way into New York. The Mideast, they're now having to suffer along with this collapse in the price of oil. So,
well, according to Lindsey Williams, that was one of the principal reasons to collapse the price of oil. The elites were going to do it to punish the Arab world, because that's the only thing they got to sell. You know.
Well, I mean that's a benefit for sure. I mean that's certainly. I think that during the Bush administration, you had this incredible run up in the price of oil, and the oil companies made huge profits. But at the same time, you can't do that without empowering Mideast, Venezuela, Russia. And it came to a point where they're like, look, we can't keep burning the price of oil on the upside, because remember, it was manipulated on the upside as well. We can't keep doing that. And although Exxon and Chevron, these companies are making huge profits, at some point, there's a cost-benefit analysis that needs to be done. We're giving too much money to these guys in these other regions, so we got to throttle things back. So I'm sure a conversation was had with the major oil companies in the U.S. who said, okay, thank you very much for our multi-billion-dollar quarters of highest recorded profits in the history of commerce and the history of the world. We'll take our money, and new administration, we'll go from there. So the prices should be floating based on supply and demand, but they're not. The prices are not based on supply and demand in the oil market. Although that should change as you start to run into what's called supply collapse, which I'm not in agreement with Mr. Lindsey on. And you don't see price discovery in a fair way either in the financial markets, because interest rates in the U.S., it's not determined by the market. It's not determined by supply and demand. It's determined by the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee. And
well,
they get together...
There's a question that brings up to me, and I'm going to sit here and openly disagree with you on this peak oil thing, because it'll be fun,
Okay, let's get into the peak oil thing. Here we go, Bob. Getting into the peak oil.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Let me just throw out a few plebeian opinions on this issue. I know Lindsey Williams, and I trust the guy. And I read his book, The Energy Non-Crisis, which he wrote many years ago. And, the bottom line, what he's saying in The Energy Non-Crisis is that he was physically up there at Gull Island in Alaska when Atlantic Richfield proved this monstrous find up there. It was, they said that they, due to whatever techniques they use, they're proving their well capping, pressure testing or whatever. I'm not into that. That they had decided that what's underneath them is so huge that it's probably as big as anything in Saudi Arabia. And they were all having a good old time celebrating up there. And then the federal government came in and told them a few days later, cap those wells, pull up this stuff, and get the heck out of here and shut your mouth. And basically this book is about the fact that it kind of agrees with what you're saying. Everything's manipulated. And I wonder in the peak oil thing, if these people manipulate the price, they manipulate everything, and there's no free market out there anymore. It's all just playing games, isn't it the same people that are providing you with the information that peak oil is real? Isn't it the same people that are feeding you what you believe?
Well, I made a film on this. I traveled to the Mideast and talked to people. And the fact is that the biggest fields in the world, whether it's in Mexico or Saudi Arabia, are in decline. They are putting out less oil, less and less every year. The global output of oil year on year for the year just reported is dropped something like 7 to 9%.
And yeah, but isn't that because they want it?
Supply destruction.
Don't they manipulate that too? You know, can't they make
the
global supply of oil drop?
In the case of financial markets, the case for manipulation is one that is easier to make because you've got this fiat currency world. You've got notational values being exchanged between banks where they just create they say, here's a credit default swap, and it's priced at X, Y, and Z, and it's just pulled out of a hat, really. In the case of oil, because it is a physical commodity, you can look at actual physical evidence and the geological evidence, and you can actually make a fairly strong empirical case that looking at what's going on in these fields, the amount of oil coming out at the end of the day is dropping. The amount of water being pushed in there to push the oil out, there's been no major discoveries, really.
Well, that's the rub right there. I mean, you're talking about plunging your soda straw into some soda, and all of a sudden you're hearing that noise, you know, instead of getting good Coca-Cola out of there. I'm talking about other Coca-Colas. I'm talking about if it is true that there are discoveries which they have suppressed and are refusing to allow us to gut after, then you're going to create an artificial peak oil shortage, aren't you? And that way you can keep the price up and you can tell the people that they need to drive electric cars and stop driving their muscle cars and all that other stuff. It seems like you can create the illusion of peak oil if you suppress oil finds and won't let people develop them.
You could. And ultimately, you know, this we're going to find out because at the rate of the depletion of oil is now hitting really a very steep downward curve. And the peak oil theory and the peak oil camp, of which I'm involved with, we'll know in the next 12 to 18 to 24 months definitively whether or not our camp is really in the right camp. But, I mean, what you're saying is true.
How can you know definitively?
You're saying there's an incentive to manipulate the way that you're suggesting, for sure. There's an incentive to do that, as there's an incentive to manipulate any market at any time by profiteers looking to manipulate intelligence, looking to manipulate prices, looking to manipulate data, politics, propaganda. This is a scourge of modern society, is propaganda and manipulation. And since in the modern era, it's become quite a problem, because as the manipulators gain political influence, they've been able to buy their way into the major media outlets of the world and squeeze out or push out any alternative voices. Now,
well,
in the case of, let's say, Alex Jones and Bob Dacey on the Alex Jones Show, you know, you guys are putting out information that, in my opinion, is extremely valuable, even though, just like you're categorized unfairly as extreme right, Max Kaiser is unfairly characterized as extreme left. You know, that's my handle. People characterize me as being part of the extreme left, and yet that's absurd. Just like I believe that Alex Jones is not part of any extreme right. Alex Jones is just a guy who's trying, and Bob Dacey, who's interested in uncovering information that's not being covered by this captured mainstream media that seems to be captured by the regulators, by the corporations, what I call the corporate occupation. And the information's not getting out there.
Well, you know, what I'm saying, Max, is this. Look, I would, if I could have my way, you know, if I was like President Bob Obama, you know, and I was really, really born in the United States and everything, and I could actually just wave my magic wand, and there's no manipulation and there's no corruption going on, I'd be sending my guys up to Gull Island and finding out whether Lindsey Williams is right. You know, is there an oil field? Is there an oil area up there on the northern Alaska border, which is so vast and so huge as to make the peak oil thing a crock? You know, and is that a representative sample of other things going on, manipulated around the world, where they're hiding this stuff from us to keep the price up and to con us out of our standard of living because of this peak oil boogeyman that they keep throwing at us? See, I'd like to be able to prove that. You know, I'd like to be able to go up to Gull Island and say, okay, is that sucker really there? You know, and are there other suckers all over the place that are there that they just won't let us touch? I mean, Lindsey Williams said they went up there, the federal government went up there and said, get the heck out of here. And I know that even just as a layman, you go look at a geological map of Alaska and you find out that 80% of the whole thing up there is off limits. You know, if they're making things off limits, how can you have peak oil if you have a stacked deck like that? I don't agree with you.
Okay, now you're talking about Lindsey Williams, and first of all, the fact that the price collapsed the way it did, you have to tip my hat to Lindsey Williams, because when the price was at 147, as you point out, a lot of pundits were saying, hey, it's going to 175, 220. Lindsey Williams was like a lone voice out there saying, no, it's going to drop down to 50. And, you know, he's right. And that was a great call. But I disagree kind of in, you know, looking at what he looks at in his research. You talk about Lindsey Williams. You believe in his stuff. I look at a guy like Matt Simmons, who is got 30 years, you know, poking straws in the ground, who's a scientist, a geologist, who's got no reason to, no agenda to go out there and smudge or fudge the figures. And that's the guy who I look at. Now, ultimately, we live still in a somewhat capitalist environment. There's a question as to how much longer we will be in a capitalist environment. But we do live in an environment where the price will out. You know, we'll see, you know, in the next couple of years whether or not this depletion or supply destruction is really going to cut into the global supply of oil out there, as I think will be the case. The demand keeps going up. The demand in the last year was higher than it was a year before by a million barrels a day. Even in this economic duress, you still had demand increasing from places like China, India, et cetera. Supply is decreasing, and we put those two things together, it translates into a higher price. I agree with Lindsey that the price of the futures and the paper market is manipulated, as all markets are manipulated. And I think he looks great in the last 6 months. I think 6 months from now, it's going to be a different story, but I have to concede to you the point that in the last 6 months, you know, he's definitely got the winning hand in the last 6 months. You know, if you had bought oil at 140, you'd be, you know, crushed in your account today. And that's a tragedy for those people who bought oil at that price. He's looking good. But I have not seen, I've weighed all the inputs and the outputs. To me, I'm a believer in the peak oil, but I'm not a fanatic. I mean, I'm always looking for new information. I'll reread Lindsey Williams' stuff again. I'll look at it again. Maybe I'm overlooking something. I'm perfectly willing to do that. I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
You know, when I look at this, I see a blizzard of BS, you know, out there, and everyone seems to have a reason for spread or putting out information or disinformation. And when you don't have a clean playing field and you don't have independent confirmation where people aren't playing with stuff, I don't see how you can come up with any conclusions. My conclusion is, you know, I'm with Alex in that the global elites, the New World Order crowd, if you want to call them, whatever you want to call them, the international bankers or whatever, they're out to screw the rest of us and make a bunch of bucks and convince us that it's for our own good. And of course, you know, convincing us that we can't drive our truck anymore, or if that's good for them, great. You know, they're gonna lie to us. That's all they ever do is lie to us. So in this atmosphere, this forest of lies, which is, you know, A, the mainstream media, and B, the global elite, I don't see how anybody can come up with any real honest facts. That's all. It's just kind of it's confusing, I guess, and I think it's meant to be.
Well, I think.
I mean, you yourself in one of your, and I saw in an interview, I believe you said that they are urinating on us. Didn't you say that?
Who? Who did I say was urinating on who? That sounds interesting. What did I say?
I think that was in, I think I saw that on one of the on the video clips that, you know, that they were, you know, basically peeing on us. You know, it's like I think that was you. I hope, if I'm wrong, I'll take that back. But I
okay.
think that was you.
I think I'm familiar with the clip, and it refers to my main group that I am deeply disappointed with are the bankers in America, the people on Wall Street, the regulators like the SEC, the Treasury, the Federal Reserve Bank. Those people, and under Bush, his whole coterie of advisors, all those people have done a horrible job and have done committed transgressions, if you will, to the point of you could classify them, if you want to look historically, over the course of American history, they would be classified as tyrants in a lot of ways. Because
okay, well, tell you what. Hold that thought, Max. We'll be back after the break, and we'll pick up on who the crooks are. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones. We'll be back in a few.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you, to stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Okay, Bob Dacey back on the Alex Jones Show with our guest, Max Kaiser. Okay, we've got one more segment, Max. We're talking about somebody trying to urinate on us, and you're talking about the financial elites that are running, you know, the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve, I suppose. And I noticed that you also, on one of your things I was watching the other day, you were talking about basically, you want to talk about the New World Order, you're talking about Goldman Sachs. Is that accurate, this financial coup d'etat that you mentioned that took place is largely orchestrated by Goldman Sachs?
Yeah, well, first of all, again, the headlines that we cover are found on kaiser.com, K-E-I-S-E-R. That's where we kind of aggregate all the information and the headlines. So if listeners are interested in following these types of stories, that's a good place to go. Plus, we just did a show, The Oracle, which I think Alex is going to be on the show in the next 2 or 3 weeks. It goes on an international broadcaster, and we try to make sense of all this stuff, and that's also on the web. But, okay, the question of Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs inherited in a lot of ways the dynasty from J.P. Morgan, and, of course, J.P. Morgan is still alive and kicking. And these two banks are really at the heart of the U.S. banking establishment, banking cartel. And, as you know, a lot of people, there's a revolving door between Goldman Sachs and the federal government. So Hank Paulson came from Goldman Sachs. He went into the government. He was a Treasury Secretary. He'll probably end up going back and working in the finance sector. Tim Geithner.
Mr. Cash Carey.
Right. Cash Carey, also Goldman alumni. Robert Rubin, Goldman alumni. I believe Tim Geithner, also Goldman alumni. So the Goldman is really training, you know, for these guys, and this, where they're concentrated, they have huge profit machine. They are doing really questionable things. For example, last year they were selling bonds on behalf of a customer. At the same time, they were selling them short in the open market and driving the price down. So there was clear case of double dealing. You know, and this type of thing, if you or I did it, it's a clear case of double dealing, and yet at that level, it seems to be completely overlooked.
And yeah, where's the financial police when you need them, huh?
Well, the financial police is supposed to be the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, but it's overworked, understaffed. It seems to be a captured regulator, just like these rating agencies like Moody's, S&P, Fitch. They seem to be in the pocket of the industry they're supposed to be supervising, and they're not actually in independent agencies. They're doing independent research and independent regulation, and as a result, you've got the growth of huge concentration of wealth and power. It makes its way into Washington, and then they pass laws that make it much easier for banks and brokers to continue these huge schemes. You know, that Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme is really a model, if you will, for almost everything that's gone on in the U.S. financial sector over the past 15, 20, 20 years, really. You know,
I mean, in layman's terms, you're just saying that the foxes are guarding the hen house, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, well, that's true. You know, that's the way it was back in Calvin Coolidge's day in the 1920s, which led to the crash and the Depression. And things that were established as a result of the Depression, like the Securities Act of 1933 and 34, the FDIC insurance, the SEC, all these things that came as a result of government re-regulating these guys over the time since then, they were washed out of existence. You know, Clinton, yeah, and both Democrats and Republicans did their job in defanging the regulatory bodies to the point where we're right back to the Calvin Coolidge's day and
the roaring 90s
and the roaring double zeros.
Run by a whole
now
bunch of crooks.
Now there's a huge crash. And
Max, we're I'm going to have to cut you off. We're just about out of time. Max Kaiser, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.